This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Frank Chicoya. Frank, how are you?
Good, Henrik. How are you today?
Great. Frank, how are you involved with digital asset management?
For Leo Burnett, I've been involved in the original RFPs, the evaluation and selection of the dam provider for our first implementation. We currently have several launches of dams for a number of our clients. And as a global hub with multinational offices, we needed a vendor that would be able to provide services and sufficiently support these offices and our clients' needs. I'm also involved in the ongoing dam maintenance, development, training, and the training of our end users as well.
Why does a multinational advertising and marketing firm use digital asset management?
That's a really good question. Many of our clients are also multinational and require brand consistency for all their products and campaigns. For example, let's say we have a client that has a need simultaneous launch of a new product in a major multinational set of markets, and this is to coincide with the release of a major motion picture. So timing is critical. And Leo Burnett as a hub and a brand steward for the creative advertising will maintain an approved ads and artwork. So we provide distribution as well. The assets can be ordered for distribution or repurposing. This provides global consistency and efficiency for the brand management of the client. We also provide the reduced time to market. We provide our clients with leading edge technology to improve performance for unimpeded access and fulfillment of their assets globally.
Frank, how does a digital asset management system help you maintain brand consistency?
Well, for Leo Burnett as a brand steward for our clients, we provide the assets that they require for their multinational campaigns. We may provide or actually be the hub for the creative here in Chicago, and then this campaign launches out into, say, other even third world countries where, let's say, the president of this company comes in and says, we're going to do this campaign. Here it is in Chicago. They see it printed on a billboard. They want to make sure that when they step out into, let's say, China off a plane and they see a billboard of the exact same ad, that it looks exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So we provide the assets that are distributed not only for local campaigns, but multinational campaigns, so that once you have these assets stored in one place, they have adequate, your client has an adequate resource for redistribution of that particular asset. Even if, like say there's an image in an ad that's produced here in the States, and then they want to do another image in another country, it's not necessary. They have the ads that were used as originally approved sets of campaign ads. Those can be redistributed globally.
Great. Frank, how do you order something in your digital asset management system to maintain that consistency?
Our system has 24-hour access via the Internet. Obviously, it's a secured access that we use to provide to not only our own facilities, but to the client as well. So let's say the client decides they want to do an ad in China that they produced here in the States. They can actually take that ad or look for that ad on the site. And then once they locate it, they can select it, order it to their cart, and then they'll receive an email with a hot link that says, okay, this is where what you want. You can download it via a secured link. And then even if he doesn't want to deliver it himself, he can actually pass that link on to someone else who has secured access to this site and then get these files so that they can repurpose them. Obviously, when they repurpose it, they're going to be doing the language change, so we can provide them not only with the final asset that was produced, actually produced in the States, we can actually give them a file that's workable so that they can manipulate it and make their changes to the local market.
Great. And what advice would you like to share with dam professionals and people aspiring to become dam professionals?
Well, I have lots of advice.
Please.
But basically, I think that attending the industry events is a critical given because these venues provide access to knowledgeable people who have been there, done that experience. Mm-hmm. My biggest piece of advice is to get into the mix and get some answers. Be part of the network. I think that's a very important part. when you're doing this, don't hesitate to ask people questions. All people that I have had interaction with have been more than happy to lend tips and advice. In fact, you might ask for a cup of sugar, let's say, and end up with the entire bag. One of the other things that I have as a major piece of advice would be, make sure you don't plan your dam into a corner. I think that many people focus on what they need for a dam, but don't quite look at the horizon. So I think that you should make sure that you get what you need for your dam as you need it now, but then also make sure that you have plans for its future. You know, always take a look at what other features might be available or what you might need as a business to add to the features of your own dam. So make sure that there's an open door for that future.
Great advice. Well, thanks, Frank. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Dam podcast is now available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.